The Ramen Noodle, episode 64, is proudly sponsored by Chapstick Lip Balm, greasy stuff you put on your lips. It's not just for your lips. Now it's for your nose, too. When your nose gets dry from the cold that you have and all that blowing and sniffling and all of the brains that are being blown out of your nose and you feel the dryness on the tip of your face, you need Chapstick Lip Balm stuff all over your nose. Get Chapstick Lip Balm stuff today at a store near you that has it today. Near you. Lip Balm. Stuff.
Yeah.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle. We're back! Hallelujah! Episode 64. Put an orange sticker on it.
That's what happens when you get your audience to help you with your new theme song.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also primarily known as The Ramen Noodle. And joining me in studio is my co-host, normal co-host, Jeremy.
Hey, I'm not normal. Oh, yeah. Well, it's better than, well, I won't open up the past.
You'll have to go back and normal. Listen.
Okay.
And joining us via Skype is our special guest for tonight, Trevor from the famous late Nobody's Listening that's now undead, but also from iRacing Today.
I didn't know if I was supposed to talk or laughter in the beginning. I was very confused. I didn't want to ruin the flow, but hey, hi guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Can I be your friend?
I have only just met you and I love you.
Okay, this is getting a little weird for me.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast, which actually turns out it was like the entire month of February.
Yeah, you threw off my groove.
But we've wanted to have Trevor on the podcast for a while. And so we're really happy to have you here with us, Trevor.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm very happy to be here. It's like fitting into old shoes that aren't the same as the old shoes, but they're similar to the old shoes, but they're not copying the old shoes.
I think I got that.
It's maybe. Like Lost. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Makes perfect sense. No. Speaking of Lost. This is when we share funny stuff that's happened within the last
forever. Yeah,
forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Whoa.
Last week or so. Now, we've probably got a lot of stuff to share. I know I do. Trevor, you can make up anything that's happened within your last lifetime and share it, since we don't know if it's really last week.
That's broad.
Excellent.
But Jeremy, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
All right. Well, see, I did some time traveling during the last month, so I actually have about a decade I need to recap. Is that okay?
If you can recap it as quickly as you can time travel.
Okay, I'll narrow it down to one story that actually happened a couple of weeks ago. I went to the library. Shocking, yeah. I know.
Your mom goes to the library. No.
I had a book waiting for me. You know, it was on hold. And I went in. It was Sunday afternoon. And it was about an hour before close. And I thought, why don't I just sit here in the comfort of the library and read for a while? And I got caught up in the book. And I was taking notes on my phone.
Wait, did you say an hour before close?
Yes, but you're getting ahead of the story. Oh. No, close of the library, which occurs at 5 o'clock, if you must know, on a Sunday afternoon. So I'm taking notes on my phone in plain text synced with Dropbox, if I may be geeky for a moment. And I had brought my computer in case I wanted to use it, but I never got around to it. And I knew the library was getting ready to close.
And there's nothing worse than a naked library.
They're making pages, you know, like the library will be closed in 10 minutes. And then I suddenly just hear, you know, I'm pushing toward the end of the chapter. I'm like, I just can't get through this chapter before we go. Because they said 5 minutes, but I'm looking at my watch. It's really like 7 or 8 minutes, whatever. I'll honor their little 5 minute thing. I'm like, I can get through this chapter. It's only like 3 more pages, but I stopped to take some notes. Then I hear one of the librarians actually just not using the paging system. She's like just yelling. She's like, okay, the library's closed. And then the girl comes on and makes the nice page saying the library will reopen tomorrow at 9 a.m. And the other librarian's going, maybe. Like, bad day at the library, I guess. So I put my bookmark in and I took my book, which was already checked out. And I left. And I drove. And I was going to go get a car wash to get the salt off my car finally. And I don't know why I even thought of it. But suddenly, I thought, where is my laptop?
Oh, no.
Now, I am self-employed and I depend on my computer every day. Not to mention it's stinking expensive. So I turn around and I hightail it back to the library. And of course, they had already closed. And I'm closed. And I'm standing outside. I try to call them. I try to call a friend who happens to work in the library. And then I notice that the two of the librarians are down the parking lot, just about to get in their cars. So I go running down the parking lot.
Oh, that looks great.
Like a crazy man.
Like a crazy man. Careful to approach the librarian's car in such a way that she does not scream and try to hit me with said car. And I felt like an idiot because it was the same librarian who was threatening to not reopen the library the next morning. And I told her I left my computer in there. And so they both drove up to the front to the library of the library. And I walked, of course. Because that would be weird, too. Can I have a ride back to the building? Now, I had also, their internet had been down when I got there, and I had offered my IT services and given a business card to a different librarian. Well, she's the other one. So I'm going, yeah, the tech guy walked away from his computer. Ha ha, it's so funny as I'm freaking out. So we go in, and I go back to where it was, and my bag was not there. And I had been kind of going, oh, what if somebody walked out with it? And I'm looking around and I'm just like, maybe somebody saw me walk away from it and just picked it up and walked out and the library was closing. And that was the only thing I figure could have happened.
I hope they checked it out first.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Your MacBook is due back in 3 weeks.
It's in the system now. It is a book. Anyway, so one started calling the deputy sheriff, which was mildly exciting, even though I really didn't want it to be stolen. And the other one went in the back. They had been the last two out, but thankfully they found my bag in the back. Apparently one of the pages had picked it up and taken it back there and hadn't reported it because they hadn't looked inside. So it's a happy ending. But oh my, was I freaking out.
I was waiting for the library who had the bad day to say something along the lines of, yeah, it was a bad day at the library, but it looked up because I got this free computer.
I prayed that God would give me a new computer, and here it was.
Just sitting by my favorite chair.
Pre-installed with all the software I needed, too. Just registered to the wrong person, but praise God.
He works in mysterious ways.
Well, I also recently had a run-in where I almost lost something valuable.
Did you leave Jenny at the store again?
No, I haven't done that accidentally yet. I mean, I haven't done that at all. I usually do it on purpose, but actually, I did leave her at the store on purpose one time. That's because she needed to shop.
That's because she approved it.
It's a girl thing, apparently, this shopping activity.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's what happened. My wife's car has been in the street for a little while because it's
down on its luck.
Yeah. If you remember. It's got its own little cardboard box it lives in. A little coffee pot sitting out by it asking for donations.
Oh, this is making me sad.
With a little sign on it that says, I won't lie, I just want oil. So my wife's car is out there, and we've told the story before of what happened on our honeymoon, that the car broke down on the way to our honeymoon and all of the ordeal there, and that we ended up getting a rental car, and the car was left back in South Carolina, and then we eventually towed it back up here when we went and visited the family for Thanksgiving. So we've had this car out on the street in front of our house. And it's a legal parking area and everything, like other cars park there. It's on the right side of the street. I asked the people whose house it's in front of if it was okay with them. They said, yeah, that's fine. And I've been in this process of trying to figure out how to get the car repaired because it needs a new engine. And that's not cheap. One place I called said the lowest price was $5,000. And the car isn't even worth $5,000.
Yeah.
Well, so we've had this car in the street while I try and find someone who can repair it for not $5,000. And I pull out of the driveway to go into work one morning, and I see this orange sticker on the back of the car. Now, there's been some kind of distant relative or something of the people that live across the street that has come over and first offered to buy the car. And when I said I wasn't interested in selling the car, he said maybe he could repair the car for me. And we've been trying to work with him, and it's just been like he's been kind of deadbeat and hasn't called back. So when I saw the sticker on the car, at first I thought, oh, good. He finally wants to get in touch with us and try and repair this car.
And that's how people communicate their business to you, is through orange stickers.
I'm going to start, that's for sure.
Well, maybe it was like a late night thing because he did knock on the door, and maybe he doesn't remember my phone number. Most people around here don't understand that my phone number is a different area code than most people around here. So I get
yeah,
out.
That'll do it.
I get out and I find this sticker. Actually, I probably got it here in my trash can somewhere, as you hear my non-nicotine stained hands digging through a trash can, perhaps in the background.
They're oil stained.
Yeah, they are lip chapstick, lip balm stuff stained.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, it's somewhere in there.
Because you were picking your nose?
Yeah. Well, it's very drippy right now.
Excellent.
This sticker is from the sheriff, and it's on the car, and it says that unless this car is moved within 24 hours, it will be towed at the owner's expense.
At high noon.
And it says on there under such and such ordinance and all of this, but then it has a handwritten spot on there.
And the one I made up.
It says, overtime parking and no registered plates. And that's true. We took the license plates off of it because South Carolina is kind of ridiculous in that if you don't turn in the license plates before you move, they charge you this huge fee. So we pulled the license plates off of it, left those there in South Carolina.
Kind of weird.
So this car has been in the street without license plates. And this sticker on it said that it would be towed if we didn't move it off the street. And it said overtime parking, no regular plate, no registration plates. And it says just REG. So this whole time I was just thinking regular, but it's actually registration. And then it says...
this is the regular yellow and orange sticker we use. We didn't use the extra large one.
And it says, have a nice day with a little smiley face on. No.
I was going to say, no, it does not. Tell me it does not.
So I don't want this car to be towed, because if it is towed, that means I just have to tow it right back to the same place again.
I'll show them.
I guess the car is not drivable. So I call into the sheriff's office, and boy, it is worse than calling customer service in that every couple of seconds, the guy had to ask me, can you hold, please? So I guess it was the dispatch office, so he had to take, you know, something.
No, he was the jailer, and they don't have a lock on the jail door right now.
We've got a riot here. Can you hold, please?
It's like, can you hold, please? I got this other guy on the line complaining about a missing computer. I don't. He's taking all my resources.
I couldn't figure out why there was an orange sticker on my MacBook.
It was left in overtime parking at the library, too. Well, so I talked to the sheriff, and they said that one of my loving, compassionate, understanding neighbors called the sheriff's office to report this vehicle that was in the street.
Aww.
Rather than talk.
Nice people pay attention to your business because you don't have the time to.
Yes.
If they wanted to know who the car belonged to, why didn't they just put a sticker on it and ask you?
It's a standard form of communication. Or so I've been led to believe. I'm not an American, so I don't understand.
Or they could have asked the people whose house it was parked in front of and just said, is that your car? Why has it been there for a while? So,
could you please move it?
Could you please move it from in front of your house? Turns out, so it is a state law that a car without license plates cannot be on a public street. Because it might, the sheriff told me it might be a stolen vehicle, or for all they know, it could be a stolen vehicle. And that's very popular, that someone steals a car, takes the license plates off of it, and leaves it somewhere in the street.
That sounds kind of fun. Oh, wait, never mind.
What do you get out of that? It's like, hey, I took the car and I just left it there, but I got this neat plate.
Exactly.
Someone's collecting license plates. It's an American thing. I mean, you see these people out in, you know, the American heritage type people, or people that, like, whatever, farmers, have all of these license plates from cars they've stolen over the years.
The views expressed on the ramen noodle do not necessarily represent the views or actual culture of the American people.
I built my house with these here license plates. It's nice and dry, but man, when it gets lightning and out, oh, it's bad.
Well, you'd think we'd put a sign in the front yard that said free coffee and donuts, because our house was a bustling place for sheriff people.
Oh, throughout. Did you just stereotype sheriffy?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
For them, because I think we had three or four different visits from a sheriff. And the first visit was to inspect the vehicle, because I was in the middle of the process of trying to register the vehicle. And they said, well, we have to inspect it first. And I told them, I can't
let you do that, officer.
I've got cocaine in the tank. I don't want you.
Why don't you step inside the house?
So they have to inspect it, but they said, we can come out to your house to inspect it. And so an officer first in the morning, while I'm at work, an officer comes out to inspect the vehicle while my wife is here. And turns out he needs to see the odometer reading, and he needs to see the title, which is a piece of paper that I have with me at the office.
Which I wrote in Sharpie.
Car belong to me.
And so the officer said, well, get an odometer reading. The battery is dead. And it's one of those cars that the odometer is battery powered.
Oh, goodness.
So the battery is dead on the car. As dead as a doornail.
As dead as the Marley.
And so the officer left. And then I was still in the process of trying to get someone to explain why this orange sticker was stuck on my car.
Flagging down passersby. Yeah. Shouting through a bullhorn.
Hey, orange sticker orange. What's this? What? Hey, don't run away.
I got a bill of sale right here.
So I put orange stickers asking the same question on everyone else's cars.
In Soviet Russia, car puts orange stickers on you.
The laugh. Oh, man.
So an officer or a couple officers came to the house. Again, this is second or third time someone comes to the house. People must have thought we were guilty of drug dealing or something, seeing all these police cars at our house.
That's what I assume every time I see police at someone's
the,
house.
The sheriff's car actually parked on the wrong side of the road when they stopped.
I'll try to refrain from commenting on that.
The one of the officers came up to the house and the other stayed by the car, and they looked over at the car, and it was a cold day, so I had my coat on. And shoes and socks and pants and
I'm glad. Everything. I'm glad that you had no reason for them to charge you with anything else.
And
he wasn't going all library on them.
Well, officers, you showed up an hour before closing, and I'm not sure what else to tell you.
So the officer comes up, and I tell him what I knew up to that point. And he explains the situation and he says, if you just get it off the street, put it in your driveway, then it's fine. It won't be a problem. And anyway, when we say we're going to come tow it, we usually don't get to it immediately. Oh, <gosh. laughs> So he said, you probably got another day or so to get it off.
That's nice.
But, during this process though, because it's so cold, I put my hands in my pocket.
Okay.
As you exited
thing.
The building?
Right after I come out of the house, and first I invite the officer in because it's cold outside.
You but, didn't sing to him, did you? No. Baby, it's cold outside.
The weather outside is frightful. But the fire.
Okay.
And the officer just says to me, warm your hands like this, and he illustrates putting his arms in his armpits, and
you're like, I tried that for a while, but I found that it just kind of got deodorant all over the armpits of my shirt, so now I just put them in my pockets.
I did that once, but the gun kept falling out of my armpits.
Well, so I said, so I thought something like, well, yeah, that works, but my pockets are nice and warm. And so I put my hands back in my pockets, and he's like, no, would you please warm your hands this way? And then I suddenly realized, oh, I could have a gun in my pocket. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I pull my hands out of my pockets, and then I realize, oh, I have my gloves in my pockets. So I reach back into my pockets to pull out my black leather gloves. I had to get them off the toy gun I keep in there, though.
No. Right. Oh,
but
man.
I realized, as soon as I put the gloves on, I just realized I just disobeyed him. I think I actually saw him kind of reaching for his gun, or he seemed to kind of have.
This is such a dangerous county, too, don't you know it? Yeah. I've got thoughts about them. But
people call the sheriff and ask them all the time to come to their home so they can kill the sheriff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I wonder if he's ever even seen a person holding a gun who was not in law enforcement.
Cop killers are rather lazy around here.
I should probably not talk about them anymore for a little while. I get a bad attitude.
This is how we do it out here. So they let me know what to do, and the sheriff later comes by, inspects the vehicle, gets all of that done and everything. So then I need help pushing the car onto the driveway, and I got some help, some big guys help push it onto the driveway. And one of them made a great suggestion, and that was, hey, since the car doesn't work, if you just want some help raising it up on some blocks, we could do that now, and then everyone in the neighborhood would feel at home here in Kentucky.
That's nice. Should have put it on the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, so that's my lawn story. Of one of the things that happened within the last few weeks.
Now, I guess one of the questions is, when the police car parked on the wrong side of the road, did you take a big orange sticker and stick it on it? Parking must be in accordance with traffic laws and
invalidly parked. Your car will be towed
and crushed into a cube
within 24 hours or so. But we usually,
if we get around to it. Yeah.
Oh, Trevor, what's been happening with you?
Well, since last time I was on the show. Oh, wait.
since never.
The thing that that stuck out to me from the last few weeks was on Valentine's Day. I actually got it was one of those things where I just couldn't help but pat myself on the back for, because I actually came up with a surprise for my wife, and I'm so horrible at doing that. So I just called her up and said, you know, book a babysitter on Valentine's Day from this time to this time, and here's how you need to dress, and I'll take care of everything. I was so proud of myself because I'm not a good thinker, forwarder guy like that. So anyway, where I took her out to was a dinner theater that we have here in town. And it was, typical dinner theater thing. You know, the actors are also the waiters, and they put on a show while you're eating your food, and they come out and interact with you and all this good stuff. And for some reason, my wife she just has that personality that when they're looking through the crowd to try to find people that they can play off of, they just find her. I mean, because we've been there three times, and it's happened all three times. Oh, wow. So, yeah, I think it's just her laugh. It's just her demeanor. They just like, oh, here's someone who's willing to have fun. So anyway, one of the characters in the story was younger boy, like, you know, awkward teenage young boy who was, you know, his character is he was, you know, uncomfortable around situations and whatnot. So he came up to our table. And he was, you know, asking, it's like, oh, okay, you know, and talking to both of us. It's like, yeah, is this your wife? And, you know, okay. And it's like, do you mind if I flirt with her? You know, it's like, sure, knock yourself out. You know? So he's playing all these, you know, weird, you know.
Go ahead. I never do.
I don't plan ahead. So he's pulling out all the cheesy one-liners and all this stuff. And, you know, and my wife's just, you know, feeding into it and having a grand old time. Anyway, as the show goes on, you know, this guy comes up a couple more times and, you know, between, you know, breaks in the show, and he's, you know, he's playing up to her and everything's fine and whatnot. And it's, you know, they're having a great time. And it's funny. And then during one of the last breaks, I looked in the menu, which is also the playbill type thing, and I'm looking through it, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, looking at the actors and stuff, and I look at, for the person who's playing this Jimmy was his name, I look at it, and it's like, oh, well, that's interesting. My wife had actually just gone out to use the restroom, and, you know, while I was doing that, like, and she comes back, and it's like, oh, I think I have a surprise for you about your boyfriend there, and I hold up the playbill, and it's being played by a girl. It's like, oh, well. So we got a good kick at it. And she came up afterwards. It's like, so you know, it's like, was that awkward? I mean, did you know? You know? It's like, yeah, whatever. It was fun, you know. But
that's hilarious.
We had a good hoot at that at the expense. And we had the dinner theater is arranged. They have you're never usually sitting at a table by yourself. So we were with another couple there. And when we got in there, and, you know, they were just kind of quiet, and we're like, yeah, okay, we're here to have fun. So I'm hoping that's not going to be too awkward for you guys. But they were great. Yeah, they had a grand old time, and they were laughing, you know, harder at the situations than we were. So it was a good night. It was fun. So I don't know. It was fun. So my wife was flirting with a young girl who was pretending to be a boy.
Wow. out of context soundbite right there.
There's your soundbite. It's like, and Trevor doesn't get to become part of the clean podcasts anymore.
I at least hope you didn't feel like jealous of
No. What?
She's more muscular than I am.
Oh my god.
Like, well, okay, well, I mean, you know, she's, you know, he's that strong. I mean, I can't hear that, you know.
She.
Wow. Just wow.
Jeremy, did you take anyone out on Valentine's Day?
Or wow, again.
Oh, that's right. You went up and did a little play somewhere in Canada, didn't you?
What? Oh, my gosh. What are you saying?
No.
excuse me, everyone. I need to harm the ramen noodle.
Yes, and it was weird because when he came up and he was, playing his little part there, he stuck a big orange sticker on the middle of the table.
Oh, there it is. I kept imagining orange stickers being stuck to your table for some reason.
That's what they do at the restaurants when you've been there too long after you haven't paid or after you've paid and you're just still sitting there soaping up the free drinks. Soaping up?
Soaping up whatever. The free drinks.
What I usually do.
Put a little sticker on your forehead. Orange sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Overtime eating.
Please be moved within 24 hours or you'll be crushed into a cube.
They cross out the word time.
Oh, boy.
Did I derail the show?
No.
He derailed the show by asking me sad questions about Valentine's Day and implying that I was up in Canada pretending to be a girl, pretending to be a boy.
Huh?
You said I was doing a play in Canada.
Who's pretending to? So pretending to be a girl, pretending to be a boy. Who? What are you? I'm confused.
What? Are you?
Your mom? No. Wait.
Wow.
Oh, now we've got some feedback. So it's my favorite little voicemail bumper.
Ring, ring. Hello. Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
If you want to send us any voicemail or send us feedback through email, you can send your call 859-353-4332 or email feedback@noodle.mx. So we've got a couple messages to play here. And the first one is from Wayne Henderson.
Hey, Daniel and Jeremy. This is Wayne Henderson from the Fringe Casting with Wayne and Dan podcast, calling in with two quick points after listening to your most recent episode. One, I want to wish Flegon an early happy birthday. And two, in response to Daniel's wife's call, we love you guys.
And Wayne, thanks. And Zach Mann, who is also known as a black man sometimes, called in also.
I one up you, Flegon. I actually got hit by a van backing up. How's that? So we was at this farm place over in where this farm's near here. It's called the country, which is right outside the city here in Oregon. There's like, city, oh, I want 5 minutes, then that's the farm. It's pretty cool. Anyways, so this farm every year has this thing, like in a giant pumpkin, and then they drop it on a car. Because
it's like New Year's.
What you do when you have giant pumpkins, apparently. So anyways, we went, and they had like this small bus, and they dumped it on there, and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, that's not important. So we're leaving, and there's this big old Dodge van, and it's in front of me, and I'm right behind it at a stoplight, and the reverse lights come on, and my is like, that's dumb. Nobody's going to back up. I'm right here.
That's dumb.
So they back up into my car, and apparently they didn't see me. And the girl had never driven the bus before or the van, and it was full of Japanese exchange students. And my wife on the other line. So I am going to call her back. Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry that you got hit. That was Zach Mann?
Yeah.
I've just had a revelation.
What's that?
Hasn't he always had some kind of accent in the past?
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes? How have I not noticed
that?
Or
like once, the first time he was a Frenchman.
The first time he called, he was a Frenchman. He has had some kind of funky accent every time he's called, except that, I'm pretty sure. Or I'm just unobservant. But it sounds like he inspired a lot of sad stories in the chat room. Oh,
Stink. I got the name Stink? Wrong. It's not Zach, man. It's Justin.
I thought that Lowmaster. Was Justin. Thank you.
The Space Turtle. Yeah.
That sounds a lot like Zach, man. Justin.
He got two of our faithful callers confused, but we love them both.
Yeah.
So now we know where Justin is. I still want to know where Zach, man, lives.
So you really got to watch out then for those buses full of Japanese exchange students.
Let's back up at a moment's notice.
You'll be driving 75 miles per hour down the highway and just they start packing up.
I want to go the other way now.
It's kind of like the Russians have crazy Ivans that they do in the submarines. Like if you ever watched Hunt for Red October, they talk about the crazy Ivans where Russian subs like to see if there's anyone behind them. So they do this full circle and they just do that randomly, like, or not randomly, but every half hour, every hour or something like that. Marco Ramius does it. at a certain time that Jack Ryan knew. Anyway, watch Hunt for Red October to understand that. So apparently, while the Chinese have Chinese fire drills and the Russians have crazy Ivans, Japanese exchange students have sudden backing ups.
Yes, apparently. I don't know that it was really their problem. They just added to the weight of... of the bus
the
that
momentum.
Hit one of our callers, whoever it might be.
Yeah, sorry, Justin. But thanks for the story.
And I still want to know where Zach Mann's from, because he didn't sound French. But he said he was, then he said he was from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But our listeners in the chat room have had some bad times. Winnie said she had to run today to not get hit by a car, and Jay Van Harling said, I fell down the stairs on Saturday, and Noodle Fan Number One says, I had a car run over my foot. So, I don't know what all that means. Just be careful out there, everyone.
It's dangerous. Gotta watch out.
And that was our last episode before this one, where I talked about almost getting destroyed in a parking lot, was it not?
In a church parking lot.
It was, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was a month ago.
I know. I'd already forgotten. I lost my memory.
Oh, yeah. February didn't turn out quite the way we'd planned, but that's okay.
That's the title of the episode right there.
Now, if you have any funny stories to share with us, or here's what we're going to start doing, is changing the format of the show a little bit, because we're all about seasoning packets of comedy to flavor seasoning packets of clean comedy to flavor your day. So if you have even just a joke you want to share with us or something funny that you saw, please send that to us. You can email it either written or in audio form to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. Please keep your message shorter than 3 minutes, because for one thing, that's the limit on our voicemail system. And also over 3 minutes, that's just kind of like going on and on.
Yeah. I get bored.
Yeah. We fall asleep.
Short attention span.
Very.
When you start seeing us tweet during a live show, you know, we're playing someone's long voicemail. But also, something else new that we're going to do is talking about some of the noodles in the news. I don't have a little segue bumper for this or anything like that. But this will be funny news stories, or news stories that happen that are funny to us, or that we can derive some humor from it. And one of the things came up just today during the time of this recording on February 28th, 2011, is... the top 10 stupidest men's products ever invented.
Ooh.
Or maybe not top 10. It might be top 13. I don't know. It's just the stupidest men's products ever invented.
That sounds scary.
This is from the Huffington Post, and the link to this will be in the show notes over at theramanoodle.com/64. So, number 13, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Man candles.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know how women like candles?
Sure.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's right. Jeremy, you don't have
Shut
a
Shut up. Just, you know what?
Sorry.
I'm going to pretend you're a candle and light your head on fire.
Let's not carry that anywhere further. The scents of these candles, though.
Oh.
Popcorn, Pizza and Hunter's Refuge.
Whoa.
I don't want to know what that smells like.
All right. Here's
think locker room in the woods.
Next, just the name of this is terrible. Gold Man Home Urinal. It's a thing that you put on top of a toilet. Now you still have to lift.
Oh, this isn't a candle.
and our newest odor, Gold Man. You're what?
Oh, I'm seeing a picture. Oh no.
Yeah, you've got to see this, but it looks crazy. The stupid thing about this is you still have to lift the toilet seat. So it's clearly not well thought out. But this thing is like a tube that you stick on top of the toilet seat. It's this giant
that
tube.
Could have been phrased better.
It's it's like as if you grabbed the toilet and just stretched the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It something like that. You pretty much have to see it. I think it's one of the stupidest things, regardless of whether you're male or female, that I've ever seen in my life. Let's move through these quickly because I feel my brain cells dying.
Okay. Next one is... I just posted the link in the show notes, by the way. Flare hair visor. This is like a regular visor combined with a wig. So,
oh, doesn't it make him look young?
Oh, yeah, with that gray hair sticking out.
Highlights on top, gray sideburns underneath.
Hey, look at the before picture. Look how unhappy he is, but look how happy he is once he puts the visor rat thing on his head.
Yeah, it's got highlights and everything. It makes him look young and hip. So it apparently hides the lines for the toupee that he's wearing.
Yeah, that's the perfect solution right there.
I've always worn a toupee, but hated having lines on my head. Let's see, the next one.
What is that man doing?
It's a goatee saver. For the perfect goatee, you, I guess, suck on this thing? I don't know.
No.
It's a man pacifier.
Looks like his mouth became a three-headed razor.
Or, yeah.
Electric razor.
And new from Gillette.
I'm not really sure what you would do once there was a razor on your mouth.
Turn your own head into a razor from Gillette. Or it looks like he's a robot or something.
Kind of reminds me of something out of Doctor Who.
Yeah, or I'm thinking Space Quest. It looks kind of like someone from Space Quest. But apparently,
are you my mummy?
It saves your goatee as you're shaving, so you can shave around your goatee.
That's great.
It's kind of like a tracing thing. Next one is a potty putter toilet green.
The guy is on the... moving on.
Yeah, but he's wearing underwear.
Wow!
I didn't check the picture close enough, but there's none in the pants, so I guess he must still be wearing
that's
them.
That's why I'm saying he's wearing it.
Oh, okay. Like, I couldn't tell... Daggone it, what on earth have you gotten us into?
It's a putter green.
I'm sorry, I clicked the next arrow. It's worse.
It gets worse.
It's a putter green that you can play while you're on the toilet. In case you don't want to read the newspaper, you can just take this with you and set it up. Play. chest hair toupee.
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. What the?
Manty hose. Which is pantyhose for men.
Okay.
Apparently, if there's any kind of feminine product for women that you repurpose as a product for men, if you put an M at the beginning of it, it's okay.
Right.
Like,
if you work the word man in there, it means it's for men.
Like a merce is a man purse.
Oh, I see.
And, take it on from there. And mantyhose is apparently pantyhose for men. But it comes in camouflage.
What do you do with makeup? Because it's already gotten M.
Ooh. Mm. Then maybe it's man cup. Oops.
They already have those.
Moving on.
I've got a comment. I'm going to withhold.
Is now there's the Euro Club. That's U-R-O Club. It's a golf club urination device. So you can play. So you can play golf and discreetly pee at the same time. You can pee while you tee off.
Seriously, this is hurting my whole brain.
No. Next.
Because I was going to say, because that's indiscreet, because sorry, but if I ever see anybody holding a golf club in that fashion on the course, I know something's wrong.
With a towel.
Oh.
Next is the men's underwear repair kit.
Oh.
Since apparently men's underwear can spontaneously combust or something, I don't know why you would even need an emergency underwear kit.
If you have it so long that it needs repair, you should replace it, not repair it.
Yeah. Stop turning it inside out and just wash that
Ew.
Pair. Next is spray on hair for people with the bald spot in the back of their head.
Yeah.
Is spray on stuff. It's probably just essentially spray paint.
I don't need that, but I got it just in case I see bald heads. And I tried spraying a few and they didn't like it.
Blend.
So my review is that people don't like it.
You're doing a community service.
Yeah.
Going around spraying those bald heads.
I thought so. This is creepy.
Next one is a man's bra. Uh-huh. We'll move on from there.
I don't know why. Anyway, moving on.
A crying girl DVD, which is just like girls crying. I think that would be torture for men. Men would watch it and just like go.
Why would we want that?
I don't know, because it's not like we know how to deal with crying women anyway.
That's a little wrong. Maybe it's, more than a little.
Yeah. And that's it.
Okay, thankfully. Good. Okay. I need to wash my brain out.
Oh, boy.
I'm depressed.
But you can get the link in the show notes for that if you dare.
If you dare.
We'll be at theramenoodle.com/64. And as Noodle Fan number one said in the chat room, there are some sad, sad, sad people in the world. Yep. Some of them podcast too. Some of them on the show, apparently. Oh, now, I think we've filled this up pretty much, but Trevor, did
Wow.
Whoops. Oh, it's terrible. You guys are terrible. Your brains are going weird places.
What?
Trevor, did you have anything else to add or anything funny that you've seen this week?
I saw a man using a putter on the toilet. That's enough.
The sheriff saw him too and didn't like it, so he wouldn't put an orange sticker on the putter.
Is that the new put a ring on it sort of scenario? If you like it, then you should have put an orange sticker on it.
No, apparently it's if you don't like it, you should put an orange sticker on it.
True.
Oh, now if you guys, the listeners, see anything funny in the news or want to share any funny stories with us, or you see anything funny that you have to share with us, a joke or whatever, send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332. And you still have 2 more weeks to send in birthday stories, fake birthday stories if you want, or a funny birthday greeting for Jeremy, our beloved Fleagon.
Why do they have 2 weeks?
Because I was going to mention this later, but you had to bring it up, is we're needing to adjust the schedule for Noodle Mix Network. And that
is your schedule.
We're going to switch to a bi-weekly format so that this on tonight, February 28th, we are recording both the Ramen Noodle and the Audacity to Podcast. But then after this, we will alternate shows each week. So the next episode, the next show to be recorded for Noodle Mix will be the Audacity Podcast on March 7th. And then on March 14th will be the ramen noodle. Then on March 21st will be the Audacity to Podcast on March 28th. And on it goes.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. So we're switching to a biweekly format to see how this works with schedule, because I'm needing to just make room in my schedule for things like being married.
For things.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And finding all of these ridiculous news stories, because I want to practice. No.
What? Because you want to review all of those items for Amazon.com?
I'm enjoying my pizza-scented candle.
Oh, right, right.
I was going to say, because he wants to pre-screen the things before he brings them up and realizes that, oh, dear, what road have I gone down now?
That might be a good idea.
Isn't it amazing how reasonable that pizza-scented candle seems by the time we got to the end of all that?
Men-scented candles, that's the silliest thing. Oh, never mind, they're good.
Trevor, where can people find you on the internet?
I don't know. They look at their computer screen. I don't know. I'm everywhere. No, I'm not. I'm hosting my own podcast called iRacing Today, which is over at www, like anybody actually uses that anymore, at iRacingToday.com. It's a podcast about the simulation motorsports thingy called iRacing over at iRacing.com. Basically, I do a weekly show on my thoughts and feelings about what's going on in racing and all that good stuff. So it's a good, I've been told it's a good primer if you're interested in getting into simulation racing. It's a good place to start to find out what goes on there, what goes on through the brains of a guy who likes to race but isn't very good at it.
And you're on Twitter too, right?
And you can follow me on Twitter. My normal Twitter is Ratface with two T's, RATTFACE. And I also have one for the show at iRacing Today as well. So twitter.com/iRacingToday.
Awesome. Jeremy, where can people follow you?
Twitter is a good place. twitter.com/Phlegon, PHLEGON.
And then I am twitter.com/theramennoodle. Remember that you can get the links to all of the stuff that we shared in the show and comment on the episode and such at theramennoodle.com/64. So make sure you follow each of us on Twitter and tweet about the show. Keep in mind the new schedule that will be posted on the website soon. And listen to Trevor's show. Follow Trevor on Twitter. And Trevor, thank you so much for coming out for
this. Thank you.
No, thanks, guys. This was awesome. I had a great time.
Cool. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, remember, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Forever and ever and ever and ever. The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx. Check out our other podcasts about podcasting, Christian movie reviews, and more. Noodle.mx.
Podcast about podcasting is so meta.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This was, like I said, it was fun. I genuinely enjoyed myself.
Awesome.
As opposed to disingenuously pretending to enjoy myself.
Like me. No, I'm kidding.
I survived it. Isn't that enough? Where's my check?
Again. Yeah.
It
was awesome.
Thank you very much. And have a good night, Trevor.
Yes, I must now go play daddy and get the kids to bed.
Oh, is that a new game you're playing online? Facebook Daddyville.
Okay, this can go nowhere good.
It's a new game by the makers of Mafia Warriors and Farmville.
In Frontierville, I don't know. I only get so much energy in each day, and then by the end of it, it's all gone, and I feel like I've accomplished nothing. I don't know, isn't it? I know I've done a bunch of stuff. It feels like busy work, and then at the end, all my energy's gone, and there's nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Isn't that? Yeah, that's sort of like Frontierville or
yeah.
Or day-to-day life.